It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Our next guest is, it's the toughest sheriff in America. Sheriff Joe Arpaio has got a brand new book out, An American Legend, The Fascinating and Untold True Life Story of America's Most Beloved Crime Fighter. And nobody knows the border better than Sheriff Joe. Sheriff Joe, I know it's early in Arizona. Thanks for getting up early to join us this morning.
Well, okay, that's all right. You're from Bolivar, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, but I
love Bolivar.
Arizona's my adopted home state because I went to school in Flag and in Tempe, so I still...
I worked in Bolivar. I was one of the head of the DEA, Federal Drug Enforcement, so...
Yeah, you were a DC cop for a while, right?
Yeah, 4 years, too.
I want to play something for you last night from the debate that former Vice President Joe Biden said about these... children who are separated from the adults that bring them across the border.
Now they cannot find over 500 of sets of those parents, and those kids are alone. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. It's criminal.
So, Sheriff, what's the true story behind the separation of these children?
Well, you know, first of all, a lot of them come over with their families. I understand that. Some come over with coyotes, bring them over. So you have to have a place to put these kids. There's talk about cages and everything else, if you want to call it a cage, okay. But that happened under Obama and Biden, too, when they were in power. So it's a little difficult sometimes to locate these kids, but the government will get it done, give them some time. It's not easy sometimes when they've been gone for, you know, quite a while.
Well, let me ask you, if the kids are kidnapped from their parents somewhere in Mexico or Central America, and they're brought north across the border into the United States, and it's determined that they've been brought or across the border by a coyote, and they're in a center where they're protected and safe and secure, how does one go about finding the family if the family is not reaching out from the other end to say, hey, I'm missing a child?
Well, it's very difficult, and also some are brought over. Some of the illegals, of course, have relatives in the United States. I'm sure Border Patrol, Homeland Security is trying to track them down. But the point is, let's stop all the anybody coming across the border illegally. Kids, adults, stop them. Keep them, you know, from crossing the border. That's what the wall is going to do, help out in the law enforcement emphasis at the border. Stop everybody that's illegally coming into our country, kids, adults, you know, criminals, you name it. So it's a big problem, and of course they're zeroing in on the kids because that touches the heart of the people, and it does. It does, but it's a complex problem when they keep coming across our border.
Yeah, that part is
where they're at.
Yeah, Sheriff, you're absolutely right. It touches the heart when you hear that. It's heart-wrenching. But isn't also equally as heart-wrenching when these children are then used as drug mules or used in sex trafficking rings or then are recruited by gangs already in the United States? That, to me, is even worse.
Of course. When I was sheriff for 24 years, we arrested thousands and thousands of illegal immigrants. They bring the kids in. They don't seem to... care somewhat about the kids. I get very disturbed when you hear everybody always say this is sad, you're separating the families from the kids. Yeah, it is sad, but why do they just zero in on the Mexican border? Well, my point is this. We separate kids, law enforcement, every day from their families. Whether it's drug traffic, you go in the house, you lock up the dope peddler, and you take the dope peddler out, the kids are crying. Why don't we talk about that? Why does it always have to do with Mexico or illegals? We should feel sorry about every family that's separated. The kids are separated because their mother, their father are doing something wrong. So it's all politics when you zero in on that one incident.
Sheriff, I want to focus on something else, if I might, for just a moment. And that is, as sheriff, you had a special housing unit set aside in one of your jails for veterans only with special programs for those vets. What kinds of programs and what success did you see?
Yeah, I had a great lot of policies, not just for veterans, but I treated veterans a little different. They still had to eat the food, wear the pink underwear and everything. And by the way, I never had any problems with the veterans because I did separate them. And I had some sergeants that were incarcerated. And boy, I didn't have any problems. They sure took care of the other people that were veterans. And so that's why I put them together, one reason. Another reason, give them some special training, education, and so on. So when they get out, they'll be good. They were very patriotic. Every birthday, my birthday is on Flag Day, same as President Trump. I used to go in there and spend the day on my birthday with the veterans. So, okay, I treated them a little different. They deserve it, even though they broke the law. So, yeah. But I had programs for everybody, drug programs, domestic violence type situations, on and on and on.
Sheriff, we only have a couple of seconds left, and the book is called Sheriff Joe Arpaio, An American Legend. It is a great read, a great story, your life story. How do you think Arizona is going to go in this election?
Well, I hope they go with President Trump. I've never had a hero in my life until I turn 80 years old, and he's my hero. I was with him from day one, so I hope that he comes back for another 4 years. We'll see what happens. Arizona's changing a little. And the dynamics, and especially in politics, but I predict he'll pull it out and have another 4 years, and he can continue to clean up the mess that we have.
The book is Sheriff Joe Arpaio, An American Legend. Get it, read it. It is a great story. Sheriff Joe, thanks again for spending time with us.
By the way, you can get that from Amazon. Anyway, thank you for your help and talking to me.
It is our pleasure. And
appreciate
thank you for your
thank
service
you very much.
To the country, both as a veteran and as a sheriff for all those years.